From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How you doing, Melissa?
Okay, and you?
Doing
fine. You just said you were doing good. Go ahead.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Melissa and I were invited by Sci-Fi to take a sneak peek at the new series Warehouse 13, which premieres at 8 p.m. Tuesday, July 7th. The dramedy adventure series stars Eddie McClintock from Desperate Housewives and Joanne Kelly from Vanished as two Secret Service agents who are transferred to Warehouse 13, which is a massive top-secret storage facility in South Dakota that houses strange artifacts, relics, and supernatural objects collected by the U.S. government. Wow.
That's a mouthful.
It is. Well, Melissa, what did you think of Warehouse 13, which, by the way, opens with a two-hour series premiere?
I liked it okay. I thought it was a little slow,
Well, of course, they had to set up the storyline for, the rest of the season.
That's true. But I thought the two leads had a good rapport.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it. Of course, I'm a sci-fi fan, sci-fi channel fan, watch a lot of those shows, and this is one show that is right up my alley. And, Eddie McClintock plays Pete Latimer. He's the Secret Service agent that's impulsive and, leaps before he thinks. And his co-star, Joanne Kelly, she plays Micah Baring, who is just the opposite of him. She's organized and always wants a plan to follow. And so it's kind of interesting to see the rapport between the two.
Yes. And I do think the idea of the warehouse is really creative. And the way the items that are stored there kind of misbehave sometimes.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's a really creative idea.
And we should also mention another actor that's prominent in the series. That is Saul Rubinek. He plays the caretaker for Warehouse 13 and kind of has to recruit these two Secret Service agents to begin with.
Yeah, he kind of has to start training them, and he introduces them to the items in the warehouse and gives them a tour. And he's someone who's been around in a lot of things, like he's been in Frasier and Boston Legal and tons of different things.
I remember him from Nero Wolf.
There you go.
Any series.
But that character is really good.
Yeah. And like you said, it's kind of fun, just the warehouse concept of these objects housed in it. You'd mentioned, they kind of misbehave, and I don't think we'd be giving anything away if we said that in this two-hour premiere, it's Houdini's...
What is his wallet?
Yeah, Houdini's wallet kind of, hitches a ride on Joanne Kelly's character and, causes her a little havoc in the hotel.
Yes. It's an entertaining, creative... I would have never thought of the government having a warehouse that stored items such as Pandora's box or Harry Houdini's wallet or something like that.
Yeah. Think it exists?
Well, you could.
Yeah.
It could.
Just like area in New Mexico?
Yeah. Roswell.
Area 54, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah. See, there you go. More sci-fi. Yeah.
And, I've got to mention one other character in this show that... the two-hour premiere introduces you to her. It's CCH Pounder from The Shield. She plays Mrs. Frederick. But as the series goes along, we'll probably find out more about her because she seems like more of a hologram than a real person, doesn't she?
Yeah, she seems to have a lot of power.
That's true. She does. And, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you give Warehouse 13?
I would give it a 7. What would you?
Well, I'll give it an 8. It's probably deserving of a 9, but I'll give it an 8. And I know I'll watch it because the TV at my house is almost always turned to Sci-Fi Channel. I like those shows.
Okay.
You think you'll follow it, Melissa?
I don't know. Since it's summer and there's not always the most awesome choosings on the tube at the moment, it's very possible I'll be tuning in again. I did enjoy it, though.
Yeah. And so remember, it's Warehouse 13 premieres at 8 p.m. Tuesday, July 7th on Sci-Fi, which, by the way, changes the spelling of the network's name from SCIFI to SYFY on July 7th.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they changed the look of their logo, and but I don't think the programming for the network is going to change radically. You know?
So just a new look?
Just a new look, a new name. And the new logo for Sci-Fi and the new series Warehouse 13 will be featured on the cover of the Oklahoman's TV Week, available July 5th. What am I saying?
Well, it's still June.
It is. So that's July 5th on the TV Week, but TV Preview Podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.